On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team lost twice last weekend to Mary and Northern State. Morgan Lee, freshman out of Hayward, Wisconsin, with us, tied a career high with 15 points in the game against Northern. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, there's been a reoccurring theme with your team this year of getting into a hole early. Let's start with this. Do you guys as a team know why?
Everyone's trying to figure that out, too. We feel like we give it our all, you know, our efforts there and everything, but it's just a few things happen to go wrong, and it seems like the other team gets on a roll, and then we just can't, you know, stop that.
In a roundabout way, it could, I suppose, be a good thing. Been there, done that, you know that, all right, you're not done just because you have a bad start. You guys have battled back, late in the first half and gotten things close in the second half, but at what point does it just get downright frustrating and annoying that the same thing happens?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to constantly not be the one to come out with the win, but I feel like it's definitely there for us, and I think that basketball is a long season and we still have a month left, and I think that if we keep giving it our all, I think that one of these times, like, it's got to happen.
Coaches put everybody into different spots trying to figure out a lineup that's going to work. You were put in at guard and a point guard. Is it something that you're comfortable with? And if so, what sorts of things yet do you need to work on?
I was comfortable at point guard too. I've been playing off guard and point guard on and off. It's fine at the college level. You have to be able to play all positions. So as long as that helps coach figure out what he needs to do, then it's fine with me.
Is this an offense that's easy to run as a freshman, or does it take a little while to get used to what sorts of things are supposed to be happening?
For me, it's been all right because that's, you know, we played a fast pace in high school, and it was kind of just run and gun, like shoot off the dribble and stuff, just get off a good shot and crash the boards. So it hasn't been too hard, but at the college level, you just have to be able to work either way.
Just one game this weekend? How strange is that?
Yeah, it's going to feel a little bit weird. You're used to the Friday, Saturday, but it'll also be really nice. It'll give us another day to prepare for the game, and hopefully it'll help us figure out a few things.
What did you guys learn about Duluth, the game over there earlier in the winter, that you can hopefully use to your advantage this weekend?
Yeah, we feel that Duluth, you know, they're a good team, but they're a beatable team. Last time they killed us on the boards, and I think that's one thing that we've been working on a lot, and we've got a lot better at it. So hopefully this time we don't let them take charge on the boards.
Well, let's be honest. As a team, you guys are vertically challenged. You don't have anybody real big, and you guys are playing big teams night in and night out. Rebounding gets to be a mindset at that point, doesn't it? Of, all right, I got to beat you to the spot and block you out good and get you on my back so you hopefully draw a foul. It's easier said than done, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You're right, we do. We're not a big team, but I feel like, we can use our bodies, and we're all very feisty. We're competitive, so we like to get in there and crash the board. So hopefully, we've been working on it at practice, and hopefully it's better now.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.